Good day from Wall Street. This is Jack Marks for Wall Street Reporter. Today I'm speaking with Lee Hamery. He is the CEO of Amerimax International. Stock symbol is AMMX, over the counter. Lee, welcome.
Thank you.
So, Lee, can you start off by explaining what it is that Amerimax does?
Well, we are in the machinery business. We deal in heavy construction equipment. We deal in a lot of our time and energy goes into container handling equipment that's used at the ports all over the world to lift and stack and load both loaded containers and empty containers for the shipping industry. We recondition, rebuild, take them apart, put them together, transport them. We do everything. Right now, we're in the process of assembling four big machines in Houston, Texas, that are going down to Central America by ship. And then next week, we'll be working on some in the Bay Area in Oakland, doing the same thing, disassembly, to bring in for reconditioning. Our trucks run coast to coast. We transport everything we buy and sell on our own trucks, so we don't have to depend on other trucking companies. My crew is all well-trained. We send them to the factory training schools so they know these machines inside and out, and they can fix anything that goes sideways on them and relatively quick.
Okay. So the container handling machines, which I guess, you know, basically what they pick up, they move the shipping containers. What percentage of your business is that?
Well, in the last 10 years, because of the recession, that business didn't slow down as much as heavy construction. So it's probably been 75 or 80% of our business. Now that the recession has been winding down and construction is getting busier again, we're moving back into the construction equipment sector more. I try to stay focused on things that are moving because you don't make any money buying and storing stuff. You've got to sell it.
Okay.
And the market determines what we spend the majority of our time on. So we're right now in the process of converting back into heavy construction.
Okay, so the shipping up till recently has been, the shipping container equipment has been about 80% of your sales, roughly. Okay, so in November, Amerimax reported, looks like, roughly $8.4 million in sales, about $1.5 million in earnings. That's for the nine-month period ending September
30. Right.
You know, that looks like that was up, significantly from last year. So what's driving that growth in sales and profits?
Well, what's driving the growth in sales is demand for these machines. As older ones are wearing out, they've got to replace them. On the other hand, that you've got upgrades to the exhaust systems for Clean Air Act and California Air Resources Board. They're requiring certain things on big machines, and people are being forced to upgrade. And then we take the used machines and recondition them and sell them in Africa, South America, Central America, Vietnam, other places around the world, mostly third world countries. And it's just increased exponentially this year with the demand. And we're getting a larger percentage of that business. People know who we are, and we get calls on just about every deal that happens and get an opportunity at it. So it's the growth has been phenomenal.
Okay, so these container handlers. Who are the manufacturers of these?
Taylor Machine Works out of Louisville, Mississippi. We sell their new equipment. There's three or four other manufacturers in Europe. Taylor's the only one in the U.S. European manufacturers are like Kalmar and Fantuzzi and there's a few more small ones, but those are the main ones that we compete with.
Okay, and so what you're saying is there's kind of a machinery upgrade cycle happening right now in the
Yes.
U.S. Okay, how and how long is that? How long do you expect that to continue? Is that sort of like is it just because the machinery needs to be upgraded, or is there just more demand, or is it a combination?
No, they're forcing upgrades sooner. 25 years ago, a terminal would buy a machine and run it for 20 years before they replaced it. Now they're required to perform what's called an opacity test, which measures, it's just like getting the smog check on your car. The opacity test will tell the air board whether a machine is operating within the required parameters, and if not, it's got to be shut down and replaced. That is happening more and more. So in the future, you're not going to see a slowdown in this business. You're going to see an increase because people are going to have to replace, and that gives us a source for the used machines that we can export.
Okay, so you sell the new ones, and do you also do you in the US do you resell used equipment as well for of these
Sure.
container? Okay,
Oh yeah.
okay. So and then you so you export these. How what percentage of your business is the export sales?
Oh, probably half.
Half. Okay. And like who are some of the big markets right now for you?
Central America, South America, Mexico, West Africa, Vietnam.
Okay,
That'd be pretty much all the main ones.
so are those like supposedly there's like a slowdown in the global economy. Are you seeing that right now from like the from your sales perspective or not?
No, not in our business. We're not.
Okay, that's good.
Everything's moving right along.
Okay, and what about the heavy construction equipment that you're doing? What are some of the products that you have, and how is that business
Oh,
going?
it's just starting to come back, and we're just getting back involved. It's like excavators, bulldozers, road graders, big front end loaders, and just the stuff you see on the side of the road building highways. Everybody drives by it every day, and they don't realize what kind of investment it takes to own that equipment, but it's very expensive stuff.
Right. And you do you so you, in that sort of the business, you buy and sell the used equipment, or do you also sell new? What do you guys do there?
No, we're just doing used.
Used equipment. Okay.
Yeah.
So it looks like you have some pretty good profit margins. Is that normal, for heavy equipment?
You don't make your money selling machinery. You make your money buying. How well you can buy, and the product you can buy for the dollars you pay. The other thing we do a lot of is rental. We'll fix up machines to be in reconditioned, rebuilt condition, and put them out on long-term rentals to places that don't really want to buy, they want to rent. And that's a large percentage of our income is rental income.
Of the of like the esc the con of the construction side.
No, it will be,
Well,
but
okay,
right now it's container
the
handlers.
container
We've
stuff.
got,
Okay.
the container handlers currently have, see, 14, 16 of them out on rent.
Okay. Huh. And so 16. How many of those container handling machines do you own?
Probably 30.
Okay. All right. And what are those rent for?
Around $15,000 a month.
Okay. So it sounds like a pretty good business. So what's the, what's the competitive landscape like? How do you differentiate yourself from, the competition out there? I'm sure there has to be some competition
well,
in this market.
There are very few players in the rental market of big container handlers. Probably three in the country that are willing to buy and rent these big machines. And we've gotten a big percentage of that market. So everything west of the Mississippi River and container handling equipment that's on rent is pretty much mine. The other two companies that are willing to rent heavy equipment, our container handlers, are in Texas and Georgia. And the Texas market I don't mess with much because they're right there. And the Georgia market's too far away for the transportation. I mean, it costs $35,000 to deliver one from here to Georgia.
Okay.
So that's a charge they don't have to charge the customer, so that puts me up too high priced. But it does the same thing for them coming west. When I've got a deal, if they get a call for a competitive bid to rent a machine here in California, they've got to pay the $35,000 to get it here and another $35,000 to get it home.
Okay, so pretty much. What percentage of the West Coast container market? What percentage of that rental market do you have? Is that, you said pretty much all of it is yours right now?
Yeah, West Coast it would be, yes.
Okay, interesting. And why would these operators, why would they rent the machine versus buying? What's the advantage?
Well, most of the big stevedoring companies are owned by shipping companies. The shipping companies are owned in Taipei. They're owned in Shanghai, and they're owned in Seoul, Korea. And the foreign ownership is very difficult to get an approval to spend money to buy a machine for $600,000 or $700,000. So they'll rent out of their operating budget, which they can do when they can't get approval to buy.
I see. Interesting. Okay. Do you see, with all this, talk of tariffs, trade wars, and, you're right on the West Coast, which, I'm assuming does a lot of, trade with China. Do you see any challenges right now in that area?
No. We don't see any change due to the tariffs. I don't think it's going to be a problem.
Okay. Good to know. The company's been around roughly 30 years?
I've been 42 years.
Okay. And what are the key trends you see developing, in this industry over the next 5 years in terms of the container handling side?
Rental is going to be a much bigger part of the game. It never used to be at all. Heavy construction equipment, the same thing. Every time we come to the end of a recession, all your big contractors that do big road building contracts and heavy construction have made it through the recession by selling off machinery that they owned, and now they're signing contracts that they need these machines and they don't have them anymore. So they've got to go rent. So this happens, it's happened every recession I've been involved in, starting in 1980. For 4 or 5 years after the recession, it's all rental.
Okay.
And then people start making enough money they can buy again, and then boom, here comes another recession. So it's just a cycle that we go through.
Okay. What's your vision for the company, 2-3 years out? What are your plans for Merrimax?
We've got some big growth projects we're working on, and I think we're going to see a considerable increase in business, considerable increase in profits, and the territory we cover for rentals and sales for a lot of our equipment. I think we're going to be adding locations. Lots of things.
Okay. Locations in terms of container handling or the construction side, or both?
Both.
Both, okay. Do
instead
you?
of just being in one location, because we do a lot of rentals on a local level too for smaller machines. And if we have other locations set up where we can do those rentals, we can be competitive in that market also.
Okay. Do you plan to do this through just what, growing organically, or are you planning to make some acquisitions during this time?
We're looking at every possibility.
Okay. And what are the like sort of the key milestones or events coming up over the next 12 months? What do you th what should investors keep their eye on if you have any kind of news events planned this year?
Oh, just sales. When the sales are happening, they've been happening steady now for the last 3 years, but they have been increasing, and everything's looking better, and the growth is phenomenal.
Okay. What about like going forward, like what are your capital needs? Are you planning to raise any money in equity or debt to finance the growth in the next few years?
It hasn't been, discussed a lot, but I'm sure that's going to be a direction we've got to pursue and look at.
Okay. Let's, I guess my final question is going to be, in your opinion, what's the, top three reasons investors, should consider buying your stock today?
Because they get me with it.
Okay.
I'm out making the money, turning the dollars around and making the profits. And that somebody like me that's as dedicated and work as hard, I'm 100% into it. I mean, I'll have appointments out of the country or out of state, and I'll fly out on Sunday morning so I don't miss a Monday trying to get somewhere. I don't know if that's smart or if that's crazy, but that's just the way I think.
Okay.
And everybody that works here is doing a great job. We've weeded out people that don't, and we're hiring more that will. And there's a big future
Okay.
for the company.
So Lee, what one thing I didn't ask is what's if you can tell us about your background and other key members of the team.
Okay, my sales force is all well experienced. I've got a couple of salesmen out working under me. I started in the 70s selling equipment, and I've been doing it ever since. I'm working on a succession plan. I am, 68. I don't have any intention of retiring because I like what I do too much. So I'm going to be here a while, as long as I'm physically able. But even with that in mind, we have to have a succession plan, which I am working on strongly. And I think I'll have something put together that I can announce in the next 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay. So there's going to be a you're going to have a deeper management bench.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Excellent. So, Lee, on that note, I want to thank you, and we look forward to following the Amerimex story in the months ahead.
Okay, great.